From the pulpit of the Capital City Baptist Church, we present Pulpit Echoes, a ministry of Pastor Adam Thompson and the Capital City Baptist Church. I'd invite you to stay with us because at the end of the broadcast, we'll give you our contact information. And now with a message from the Word of God, here's Pastor Adam Thompson.
Ephesians chapter 5 this morning, Ephesians 5 verse 18. Be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. Speak to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I'm so grateful that God gave us this book. And God knows exactly what we need when man sinned, messed things up, and God didn't allow things to stay that way. In kindness, He inspired a book and then preserved it to make sure that we got it and our generation. We need help. We need hope in every aspect of life, whether that's at work or in the home or in the church. And God gives us here one of the most important keys to all of life, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. I want you to see, first of all, how submission is demanded. This is not optional. This is a Bible command to everyone that's a born-again child of God. Now, I know what this world thinks of submission. I know what American culture says about submission. This is not politically correct, but the Word of God has never been politically correct. That doesn't change. The command is still applicable for 2017, submitting yourselves one to another. That means to be in obedience to or to place oneself under the authority of another. Military terms, this is a military term, it means to keep rank. It's the idea of subordination. This world would consider submission a weakness. God classifies it as a strength. It takes a strong person with good character to submit himself, knowing this is God's way. Because we've bought into our culture, and society has told us, do your own thing. Have it your own way. Everything is about rebellion and revolution. Because Satan, the god of this world, has blinded the minds of mankind. And we as Christians ought to know God's will has not changed. We're still supposed to submit ourselves one to another in the fear of God. When we submit ourselves, we know that's imitating Jesus Christ, our supreme example. And I want you to consider for a moment Jesus Christ. John 4:34 says this, Jesus saith unto them, my meat, listen to this, is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish a work. John 5:30, I can of my own self do nothing, as I hear I judge, and my judgment is just, because I seek not mine own will, but the will of the Father which has sent me. John 6:38, for I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. Jesus Christ, God in the flesh, submitted to his heavenly Father. Here's what we think. The submission makes us less. Jesus was no less God than his Father, but there was an established order. We see his submission. Greatest examples in all the Bible is found in the form of Jesus Christ, the incarnation, the crucifixion. Philippians 2:6-8 says this, but he made himself of no reputation, took upon him the form of a servant. He was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself. He became obedient unto death, even to the death of the cross. You know Christ there in the garden. Prayed these words, Luke 22:42. Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. His power came through his submission. He set the supreme example. God in the flesh submitted, coming as a servant. Find him in the book of John, there on his knees, washing the feet of his disciples. Oh, we Christians in this day and age don't like the thought of getting on our knees and serving someone else. How many homes have been split? How many kids have hurt their parents? How many churches have been divided instead of built because people could not understand the biblical principle of submission. God has a plan, a good plan. It's called submission. Satan also has a plan to steal, kill, and destroy. And he does that through rebellion. Here's what 1 Corinthians 11:3 says. But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ. The head of the woman is the man. And the head of Christ is God. Once again, not making anyone less, but following a biblical pattern, a biblical order. God is a God of order, and it is authority that produces order. And this world's in chaos because they don't want established order. They don't want God's rule or authority. And every person alive that was ever born on this planet was immediately born under some type of authority and will live their life and die under authority. That authority, legitimate authority, comes from God, comes down from above. It's something given, not taken. Satan tried that. Lucifer tried to take God's authority. We know how that worked out, but he, since then, has tried to get man to follow in his footsteps. So instead of submitting to authority, they're trying to take authority that is not theirs. By submitting to authority, we are honoring God. Now, these are basic principles. You would think every child of God born on the planet would understand this. You can't get any more basic than this right here. We honor God by submitting to the authority that God has placed in our life. We dishonor God by dishonoring authority. It doesn't matter if it's in the home or at work or church. God, His promise, His protection, His blessing, and His guidance, as long as we stay under the umbrella of God's authority, stay submitted to God's authority. And here's what I want you to understand this morning, is that God wants us to develop a desire to be submitted. How life would change, how homes would change, how schools would change, and ministries would change, and churches would change, and workplace would change, if everyone that was a born-again child of God just said, my desire is to fulfill this command right here, and just be submitted. How beautiful, how harmonious, how drastically places would change. Until you learn to submit, I think you ought to obey, but at some point it shouldn't take forever to figure out this principle of submission. Now, here is how the Bible describes submission. We find in chapter 5, verse 22, and God is speaking there in the home to the wives. Verse 22, God says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as unto the Lord, for the husband is the head of the wife. Look what it says in chapter 6, a verse that was preached on just this last week. We see the parent-child relationship, and God says to the children, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Then he goes down to verse 5 and says, servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh with fear and trembling in singleness of your heart as unto Christ. God always speaks to the subordinate first, and says, submit, submit. Here's the problem. We know this, and we see this reflected in our society and culture. When the subordinate does not submit, then the leader will submit, and things get upside down, inside out, backwards, and that's what Satan wants. Satan wants the boss to have to submit to the employees, and Satan wants the husband to have to submit to the wife, and Satan wants the parents to submit to the children, and Satan wants the leaders to submit to the followers, and Satan wants the pastor to submit to the church members. That's the way Satan messes up order, God's order. Anything that God does, Satan opposes. These are very simplistic principles to understand. They're a little more difficult to put into practice because we, by nature, are rebels. And oh, how we can mess up God's perfect plan simply by refusing to follow divine order. Here's what our culture has done. Our culture has ingrained in us that was the command made in a patriarchal society, and our culture now has changed and things are different, and you shouldn't be any lesser than your husband. These children have rights. And listen, if you think a crowd out there, smacked up, jacked up, cracked up, messed up, can understand this book, you have lost your mind. Right. Have you taken a look at this world and what they understand and don't understand? There is no way they can understand this book. They're reading someone else's mail. This is mail to the born-again child of God, to the church, not to the world. Submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Listen, God wants us to have a beautiful life, beautiful homes, beautiful marriages, beautiful environment in the school, beautiful harmony in the church. And here's how it happens. God speaks to the subordinate and says, if you want things to go well in my blessing, submit yourselves. Submit yourselves. Children, submit yourself to your parents. Wives, submit yourself to your husband. That's the way it works. When a wife submits herself to her husband, she's submitting herself to God's divine plan, God's divine purpose, God's divine will. And only when you submit to God will you submit to the leader that God is in the authority that God has placed in your life. A child that's not submitted to God, or an employee that's not submitted to God, wife that's not submitted to God, is not going to be submitted to the visible authority that God's placed in that home, in that business, or in that church. This Western culture and society, it's totally rejected a biblical view. And somehow, we've picked up on that. And we think, suddenly, anybody believes that's a male chauvinist. Proper respect, proper principle. Go with me to 1 Peter chapter 3. There are a number of problems that have kept us from obeying this Bible command. Many Christians, I'm not talking about the world, I'm talking about Christians this morning. Many Christians are no longer spiritual leaders. And until men step up and say, I want God to make me the leader that I'm supposed to be in my home, things will be out of order. There's another spiritual problem we find in Titus, that the elderly women are no longer fulfilling the Bible command to teach the younger women to submit. And then society, through their nonsense, has created a role reversal in the home where the ladies have been taught to be more masculine and men have been taught to be more effeminate. This is a generation raised on soy milk, wearing skinny jeans, retaught by society that being a wimp is very appropriate. Look what it says in 1 Peter 3, verse 1. Once again, passage that is very familiar. Likewise, ye wives, be in subjection. Now, when we read that, if you want to really tell how much culture has affected you, if when you read that phrase, it causes a little bit of disturbance there, physical, a physical reaction to God's word, that means you've become a product of your culture. Likewise, we ought to embrace this. God has a plan here. What is his plan? Be in subjection to your own husbands. Now, it's amazing that women can be subject to another man in another place, maybe in a church setting or maybe in a work setting, but when they come home, suddenly they find it difficult to be. God says, I want you to be subject, first of all, to your own husband. It created shockwaves years ago when I came and took over this church, and women would approach me, and I'd say, well, what did your husband say? Well, someone would look at me in shock. What do you mean? Did you not ask him this question? Why in the world would you ask me this question if you haven't asked first your own husband? That would be scriptural. That if any obey not the word, they also may without the word be won by the conversation of the wives. Isn't it amazing? Here's what submission will do. Submission, number one, will help you to understand the wisdom of God and help you be liberated from the world's philosophy. I love this principle of submission. It works. It works in the home. It works in our home. My wife is not any lesser, not any greater. God has simply established order. She understands that order, and our kids understand that order, and eliminates fussing and fighting and griping and frustration and anger and bitterness. And let me just throw in a detail here that most don't understand. There's no way for this to be submission until there is a disagreement. I know some people consider themselves submitted because we're walking in agreement. No, walking in agreement proves nothing. If you decide, you know, we're going to go to this restaurant, and both parties say, that sounds great. That really sounds great tonight. That's simply agreement. But when you come to a Bible principle, one party does not understand, and the man takes the spiritual leadership and says, this is God's word. It's when you submit yourself in a moment of disagreement. That is subjection. We like to think that I'm pretty much a submitted wife. No, that just means if you're a rebel in heart, for the most part, you agree on things. And when you tend to disagree, you avoid the subject. You can tell when a child is unsubmissive because when something goes against his will or his way or his thinking, you test his heart, his spirit, by seeing if he's willing to submit himself. But we need to correct our thinking. Say, this culture should not. If you take a look at our culture and can't figure out that's not proper biblical principled thinking, whatever's going on out there in the world, divorce rates are higher than they've ever been. Marriage rates are lower than they. Why even bother getting married if we know most likely we're going to get divorced? The world's principles and the world's philosophy has not worked out. Juvenile delinquent centers are more packed than they've ever been. We can't figure out what to do with the overcrowding of our prison population. It's because the breaking of rules has now become normal, acceptable behavior in our society. When God wants something a whole lot better, and he says, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. This is the solution. And ladies, our culture, our day, 2017, has not changed any value of a scriptural principle. God still says to the wife, submit yourself to your husband. And God still says to the child, submit yourself to the parent. And God still says to the employee, submit yourself to your boss. Here's the blessing and the beauty of submitting yourself. And let's see it right here found in this chapter. Go with me to verse 2 of this same chapter. While they behold your chaste conversation coupled with fear, whose adorning let it not be that outward adorning of the plaiting of the hair, the wearing of gold, or the putting on of apparel. That should not be the emphasis. God says the emphasis has to be on the hidden man of the heart, in that which is not corruptible, even the ornament. Look what it says, a meek and quiet spirit. How difficult is it to find in this generation a woman with a meek and quiet spirit? Society applauds. The louder you are, the more you are applauded. The quieter you are, the more you are misunderstood or mocked. 5, for after this manner, in the old time, holy women, which are becoming more and more scarce in this generation, holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves. Now, how did holy women adorn themselves? Being in subjection unto their own husbands. New Testament times. This dispensation, the day and age of grace, has not changed the command to be in subjection to your own husband, even as Sarah obeyed Abraham, calling him Lord. Now, here's what you're going to do by being in subjection. You're going to help that man be the man that God intends him to be. You can't criticize him into becoming the man that God wants him to be. You can't attack him into becoming the man that God wants him to be. You cannot undermine him into becoming the man that God wants him to be. Here's what submission does. Oh, the beauty of submission of wives. If you'd understand this, years ago, Brother Larry Brown came through and preached a classic of a message on the subject. But we should need a classic message to understand basic Bible principle in Scripture that when we push, we get pushed back. When we resist, we get resisted. And for children to understand, if I want something from my parents, the way to get it is not through disobedience. I'm really hoping to get this for Christmas. I think I'm going to go be a smart aleck till I get it. I'm just going to let him know that I'm not going to submit to him. I'm going to do my own will, and then maybe he'll give me what I want. Maybe he'll treat me like I want to be treated. That's not the way it works. Submission breaks down those walls of resistance. And I have 3 kids and a wife that pretty much know they can get anything they want from their daddy because I don't face any resistance from them. It works for the children. It works for the mother. And how many times my wife, being the wise woman that she is, approaches me with something she knows that I'm not going to be in favor of. But instead of forcing it upon me, she mentions it in a casual conversation. Boy, I'd really like to do that. And she knows her husband's first response is going to be, I don't think that's a great idea. And then she says, you know what, that's probably not a great idea. I'm going to chuck that. I didn't want to really do that anyways. And then I get to thinking about it. I say, man, you need to be a nice guy.
She's a good wife. Just go make it happen. Listen, and because of that, she's incorporated that in our children. My son, when he turned 16, wanted to get his driver's license. Other people getting their driver's license. He said, "Dad, can I go get my driver's license?" I said, "Absolutely not. Not a chance. Are you out of your mind? You live in Austin, Texas." He said, "You know what? You're right. That'd probably not be a good idea. Probably get in an accident. Bad things would happen." And I got to thinking about that. And one day he printed this little sheet and left it on my desk about parent-taught driving lessons. And you know what happened? He got his driver's license. I had a daughter that wanted to go out to California for a year, go to college with her high school buddies. She never mentioned me. I didn't even know. I had no idea. I had absolutely no clue. And one day it came up, and I sat her down. I said, "Did you want to go for a year out there to college?" "Yeah, Dad, I'd kind of like to do that. But I know that's probably not your idea." So I just said, I wouldn't want to do that. 3 weeks later, she's flying to California. Because there wasn't this bucking of wheels. There wasn't this, "Dad, I want to do this, and you need to agree with me, and I don't understand why you can't see things the way I see them. If you were a nice father, you'd at least listen to me." How submission. Those people in the church that are submitted to God and submitted to leadership, they pretty much know with the pastor they're going to get done or do whatever they need to do. You know why most of our leaders have never, ever had a single problem buying or getting done what they need to do? Because can you imagine me with Dave Kelly or Pastor Bob or one of these men that have so humbly submitted to my authority despite the age difference and despite all their experience and despite their history at Cap City Baptist Church, and they still submit themselves? Do you think there's any way at all as a leader that I could not submit myself to them in return? But when it's in your heart to be a rebel, it doesn't matter who the leader is, they can never be good enough. Doesn't matter who the husband is, he can never be perfect enough. Doesn't matter who that Sunday school teacher is. Doesn't matter who that youth leader is. You could change 50 a year, and you have some teenagers that would never be happy, never be able to submit themselves. With a crowd like this and parents like this, how in the world could we have children that would refuse to submit themselves to their parents? I don't understand. The world's pushing back at me. Yeah, because you are pushing their authority. And when you push authority, you're going to be pushed back. When you resist authority, you're going to be resisted. When you frustrate authority, you're going to live frustrated. And it's a biblical person. It's a wise person that submits themselves and says, "God has a perfect plan here. And in marriage and in the home and with my parents, he says submission will work, and it'll work every single time, I promise you. It'll break the hardest heart." You want to make that man harder? You want to make that boss more defiant? You want to make that leader stand and put his feet in concrete and refuse to budge? You just go be defiant to the authority that God has given him over you. And you'll find out you're running into a brick wall. But when you go with humility and you do what God says. Now imagine Sarah here with Abraham. Well, it must have been easy for Sarah to submit to Abraham when Abraham is telling her, "We're going to go wander around. We don't have a GPS. We don't have a destination. We have a tent. What about the stove?" "No, honey, we're doing the old barbecue pit." "What about nice walls?" "No, how about a tarp?" Can you imagine, ladies, going into town and your husband, that's supposed to be this godly saint, the icon, says, "Just tell him you're my sister." Now here's what submission does. It keeps you under that umbrella of protection. And ladies, I know this has always been the problem, that some lady feels like she's married to the world's dumbest man. You chose him, so what were you thinking? If you marry the world's dumbest man, he's not very good with money. Hey, you don't understand his relationship skills. He jumps from job to job. And listen, it was God that intervened on the behalf of Sarah. and said, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't do that, good sir. I wouldn't do that, king, because I will kill you. I'll reach down from heaven and grab your heart and squeeze the life right out of you. You won't breathe another breath if you touch that woman. You want to keep yourself under the umbrella and the divine protection of God. And God says, I'll intervene on the behalf, your behalf, to protect you from the stupidity that could happen. And those of us that are in leadership, listen, that ought to make us a little more cautious, a little more careful, saying, if she's going to submit, I want her to feel like she's submitting to a wise decision.
That's good.
Oh, I hate it. We as men, we hate the moment that we have to go back, listen to the comment, you know, it kind of rattles around the brain. There was no resistance. She just said, well, what do you think about? Nah, that's a dumb idea. And you meditate on it for a day or 10. You say, man, maybe that wasn't so dumb. But how do I now go back and incorporate? Got to tweak that a little bit so it still looks like my idea. Now listen, when you have submitted followers, when my children are obeying me and my wife is submitted to me and my church is following me, I want to make sure that I don't make a poor decision, something that's going to come back to haunt us or haunt my followers. I want to make sure that they can look at me years down the road and say, that was really wise, that was smart, that was godly, good job, I'm so thankful that we did that. And men, if you stand firm, you better make sure you're standing firm on principle, not opinion. If you're standing firm, you better make sure that decision is right, because she's going to have to be a really godly lady to follow you after you've made 8 dumb decisions in a row. You want to stay under that protection. You want to allow God to make him the man that he's supposed to be. And through resistance, you're preventing God. You are preventing God from making him into the leader. We've heard this preached and we've repeated it, and the fact hasn't changed. Ladies, if you take that position of authority from your husband, eventually he will submit. He'll quit fussing with you. He'll quit fighting with you. And be careful, by the time you're 55 or 60, you're going to regret the day that you made that decision, because about the time when you don't have the energy or the stamina to continue to lead that home and you want a man to stand up and be a man and take the leadership reins, you've already trained him to be a lost little puppy dog and follow you around in simple obedience. Right. And now you've got to deal with it.
Right.
He doesn't even know how to be a man. You're going to need in your old age a man that'll protect you and lead you and make decisions and walk with God. And if you've taken that from him for decades, he'll never take the reins back. You can hand them back and he'll laugh. He won't even know what to do with them. I guarantee you, Sarah, thank God for the time she didn't understand. She submitted, and God blessed, and God protected, and God began to shape and mold Abram into the leader that he was supposed to be, because she was submitting to his authority. Young people, if you want war and frustration in your home, just refuse to submit. There is no greater level of stupidity on the planet than a young child, a teenager, smart enough to rebel. You can officially be classified as an idiot. So now I know enough to do my own thing, tell my parents how I'm going to run this house, basically. I'm my own decision maker. I just celebrated my 14th birthday, so I know a lot about life. Kind of got this stuff figured out. Young people, the best moment of your life is when that light turns on and those cables connect and your understanding is complete and you say, I like harmony in the home. I like mom happy and dad happy. So I'm just going to submit, and this is going to facilitate me getting my way. Who in here doesn't like getting their own way? You don't do that through disobedience. You do that through obedience. You don't do that through rejection of authority. You do that through submission to authority. How many of you parents can resist your child when they are submitted and loving and kind and appropriate? You tell me you have the will, power to resist those little kids when they come up, big smile on their face. Brittany knows that Brittany has rarely given me any trouble. She can be a little crazy. She can be a little cornball occasionally. but she doesn't give me trouble. Brittany has had more coffees with her dad than her brother and sister combined. Because occasionally, Dad, what do you think about? No. Okay. Dad, I would really love to. Nope, not going to happen. Okay. Then you know what happens? Somewhere between there and her preferred destination, Daddy may change his mind or provide her something even better. And my family learned very quickly they have a man in the home with a hard head and a strong will. And the best way to get him to back down is not through rebellion, but through submission. That's a Bible principle. So when we get our philosophy realigned with God's philosophy, instead of following this world, instead of following the media, instead of following the logic in our secular colleges, logic, the human reasoning, there is no logic left in our secular colleges. The human reasoning, the craziness that is a society that literally mocks Christianity and looks at Bible principle as a failed concept. The proof is in the pudding. When a born-again child of God does exactly what God says and submits himself to God, you know what happens? God's honored. It establishes harmony in the home. And here's what happens. I know everyone can do this. Everyone can choose who they submit to or who they don't submit to. You can make the choice. Well, I don't like this guy that I married. I'm not going to submit to him. So when you choose to no longer submit, you're choosing to walk away from God's protection and blessing and guidance and provisions. Because he said, it doesn't change just because this is an authority that you don't like. The command is the same, submitting yourselves. If that person is a parent, they're qualified to rule over you. If that person is your husband, he's supposed to be the leader in the home. If that person is the pastor of the church, he's my authority in that chosen area. So God says, this isn't a flip a quarter. This isn't a day-by-day decision. This isn't we'll see how it goes, what decisions are made. God says, my word has not changed. If that person has a position of authority in your life, the command is submit. Amen. Well, Pastor, what about the one to another? That's where God speaks to the subordinate first and says, when you submit, the leader automatically, by nature, God put it in us. God said, I choose leaders, I ordain leadership, I give that authority. It can't be taken, it only can be given. But I'm going to put within mankind a nature that when he is submitted to, he will submit. When he is resisted, he will resist. It doesn't matter if it's buying a house or buying a car, buying a dishwasher, discipline in the home, place of vacation. It doesn't matter where it's at. Women, if you want to get your way, that's you say, no, absolutely, Corpus sounds wonderful. In your mind, you're saying, I wanted to go to Florida. He's saying, Corpus, I think we ought to keep this cheap. I don't think we should spend an additional dime. I know we have it, but let's save it. I'm big on the nasty sand of Corpus Christi. I like the smell of oil in the air, little dead fish in the breeze. You know, when you submit, I bet God will go whisper in his ear, take her to Florida. Amen. When you buck up and you say, I hate Corpus, are you out of your mind? I'm a classy woman. You're going to take me down there so I can smell like fish for the next week? That's going to go over very well. Amen. I just frustrated whoever vacations in Corpus Christi. How is submission directed? Look what it says there in verse 5. For after this manner in the old time, the holy women also who trusted in God adorned themselves being in subjection. This is about trust in God. This is about putting your faith in God. Submission is all about faith. Look what it says. Go back with me to Ephesians 5. In each one of these commands, we see the closing phrase of each one. And I hope you'll keep your finger there in 1 Peter 3 because we're going to come back in just a second as soon as we see the last phrase of each command. submitting yourselves one to another, how does it end? In the fear of God. What about verse 22? Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands. What's it say? As unto the Lord. Go with me to chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents. What's it say? In the Lord. What's the last phrase of verse 5 say? Servants, be obedient to them. How? As unto Christ. This is all about submitting yourself first to God. And when you take that boss or that parent or that husband or that authority, that leader out of that chair, and you put the Lord Jesus Christ in that chair and say, I'm going to submit to them like I would as unto the Lord. Not written by Paul, written by God himself. This is how authority is to be respected and obeyed and submit to, as unto the Lord. So the same way I would do this unto God, I should do this unto this leader, authority that God's put in my life. That's the kind of faith I'm going to have. This isn't faith in your husband or faith in your pastor or faith in your leader, or faith in your boss that he's always going to make the perfect decision. This is faith in God, in his established order, that God will do his will despite the fallibility of that leader. Ladies, listen, I've had some come to me and say, well, I just don't trust my husband. No, the root problem is you just don't trust God. Well, I don't trust my parents. No, the root problem is you just don't trust God. Right. I don't trust my boss. No, the Bible principle is you don't trust God. Right. The command hasn't changed. Now, go back with me to 1 Peter 3. When we look at the example and the fact that it says, holy women who trusted in God, being in subjection, this is a Christ-like attitude. And here's where we see it. When you go back to chapter 2, verse 18, servants, be subject to your masters in all fear. And speaking again, this entire passage of Scripture, 1 Peter 2 and 3, is speaking of subjection, submission to the authority that God has in us. And then Christ is highlighted as the supreme example. Verse 21, for even here in 2, where you're called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us, what's it say? An example. What are we supposed to do? Follow in his steps. Verse 23, who when he was reviled, he reviled not again. When he suffered, he threatened not. What's the phrase say? But he committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Here's what the entire principle of submission hangs upon. Understanding that it's God that's ordained authority. Authority comes down from heaven. All legitimate authority comes from God. To rise up against that authority is to follow a very satanic path. In Jesus Christ himself, when he came to this earth, took upon him the form of a servant, and he said, my submission is based upon giving judgment to him that judges righteously. So when I submit to this authority, I say I'm trusting in God to judge my authority, judge the circumstance, judge my submission, judge my obedience. I'm saying I believe in the sovereignty of God that he'll control this circumstance. I submit to his principle, believing that he'll give me a reward for my obedience. And as Jesus Christ submitted himself to his Father's will, our supreme example, he tells us, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Oh, young people, if you want a beautiful home and a good relationship with your parents, wives, this will fix a lot of your problems in marriage. You simply say, I'm going to go the Bible way and submit myself. Don't finish the sentence. You don't need to say submit myself to the mindless coot. And God will bless your home, your marriage. And that person you're submitting to will submit to you.
The Capital City Baptist Church is located at 1300 Red Street in beautiful Austin, Texas. We'd invite you to join us if you're in town. 10 a.m. Sunday mornings, 6 p.m. Sunday night, and 7:30 each and every Wednesday evening. Our phone number is 512-447-9454, but I'd like to point your attention specifically to our website, capitalcitybaptist.org. There you'll find information regarding service times, and the staff, and all about Capital City Baptist Church. Additionally, you can find an archive of previously preached messages there for you to download, enjoy, and pass on to friends and family. Again, that website is capitalcitybaptist.org. That's capital with an O, citybaptist.org. Be sure and tell a friend and do your best to join us again for Pulpit Echoes, a ministry of the Capital City Baptist Church.